podcast has changed my life.
Chad, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.
I feel like, though, if you wanted to measure how cheaty the genders were, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised maybe if, like, it's equal, all things being equal, you know? But maybe, like, I wouldn't be surprised, for example, if one gender is more, is subject to more temptation.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? So if someone cheats, so if you looked at, like, a group of 100 men and 100 women.
Yes.
And let's say 40 of the men cheated out of the 100 and 20 of the women cheated.
Yeah.
You could easily look at that data and say men cheat more. But you'd have to drill in and see how much temptation were each of these men facing. If they were facing double the amount of temptation and double the amount cheated, well, then it's equal. But what if they were experiencing, you know, nine times as much temptation? Then that, even though they're cheating more, they're actually being nicer guys.
They're better people. Better people. Now, have you cheated on your partner recently?
I have, and I'm looking for very intricate and specific ways to get out of it. Basically, the argument that I'm making is if you're really horny,
It's okay.
Well, it's more okay than if you weren't. You know what I mean?
You could argue that point, definitely. Mm. If you weren't horny that much and someone was
you
like,
still cheated.
And they begged you, and they were like, please fuck me, please. And you're like, oh, I'm married. I'm committed.
I'll do it, but I'm going to do it.
That's a bad look.
That's more mean, more evil.
But don't people, I don't know, I've never cheated on a partner. And I do, and I think that's, I don't know if I'll regret that at the end of my life or.
Wow.
But I mean, it's just something I've never experienced. A lot of people have experienced it in their life.
And maybe you know how some people when they're on their deathbed, they'll invite in a priest to say the last rites, whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when you invite in a sex worker, so you can officially cheat.
It's a bad gig for her.
Oh, no, you'd pay her.
Yeah, I know, but if she's on my deathbed, I imagine I'm not.
Oh, come on. You work out. You'd be looking great. Don't put yourself down, mate. Yeah, you would be feeling guilty.
I'd feel that it wouldn't be a great experience for her. Even if she was, you know, in an employment contract, you still want the person offering the services to have an okay time.
Absolutely.
I think it's like people often say that they cheat. Well, a common thing is that they cheat because they don't know how to end a relationship.
Yes.
Like it creates like a big event. You can then have the conversation.
Totally.
Which is such a huge effort to go to.
Yeah, just to have a combo.
Yeah. And also it's like
shoot off a text, I reckon. We need to talk.
Let's have a chat.
That'll get it started.
Big time. But it's also a lot of legwork. Yeah, it's just like
a lot of leg work, a lot of ass work, a lot of ab work. You know, you got to thrust back and forth. You don't have to tell me, mate. You don't have to tell me.
Okay, I get it. You cheated recently. It's fine.
Exactly. And I was nine times hornier than she is. So therefore, I'm actually more faithful if you do the ratios.
Yeah. I just would love to see you arguing that.
I don't think you could, but I think... I'm trying to think which gender is subject to more temptation. I think it changes. I mean, people talk, for example, about when men are 17, that's their sexual peak. And when women are like 32, that's their sexual peak. And I think what sexual peak means.
Have you got a joke?
Yeah, I'm not about to do it.
In my head, I was like, oh, I'm just watching Tom's stand up.
I'm having a new thought, okay?
Okay.
Well, it's a bit of an old thought because I've always, as a bit of a caveat, always had a problem with that term, like sexual peak. Because I think what they mean is that's when they're the most horny, which is not what I'd consider to be my sexual peak when I was the most horny. You know what I mean?
Well, it never comes when you want it.
Well, exactly. You know? I feel like my sexual peak is when I'm actually some of my least horny. You know what I mean? I'm thinking straight. I'm doing things because for the other person.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
As opposed to just coming within.
So you're saying, oh, okay. So you're looking at it more like holistically about what.
Yeah, when was my sexual peak?
What you're putting out.
What my prowess is. Yeah.
Like certainly if you're best. 17. Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is a good example because it's like you might be, like to use an AFL analogy, it's like you might be at your footy peak at 16, like that you love footy more than anything. But physically. You win the Brownlow when you're 28.
That's it. That's when fitness comes in.
You've got footy smarts.
You can see the players before they come.
Yeah. But you might not feel that you might have a new hobby.
Good in the locker room.
Yeah. You're slapping them asses. Come on, boys.
Bit of rapport.
Get out there.
Yeah.
We can win.
It's a fantastic analogy.
It's pretty good.
When they're doing the warm-ups before the season, you know, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, pre-season.
Pre-season, they'll see how fast people can sprint.
Yeah. 3K time trial.
Exactly. Your peak there might be at 17.
Big time at 17. You know,
that's the raw numbers.
Yeah.
It's the raw, but that's not what the game's
about.
But look
at Tom Brady now. He's 45 or something. He's better than ever.
He's slotting it from 40 meters away.
He's got an aura. People are intimidated. That's what you want. There's an aura. An aura when it comes to your sexual peak.
Confidence.
So you might not hit that till you're 50.
Until your deathbed.
Bring her in.
It's now. It's right now. I feel like I've peaked. Oh, you've missed it.
No. Those people that die having sex.
You got a rush. You just fuck the priest. Last rites.
He's up for it as well.
Exactly. He's about to die. Let's do it.
Wow. What have you been doing? I haven't seen you for a while.
I have not been doing too much. What did I want to tell you? I got an email about the Diner Discover vouchers here in New South Wales.
Love it.
I've told you some of this. Basically, it was, I think we got more. These are vouchers from the government to spend at hospitality
venues. New South Wales government.
Yeah, and I don't imagine other states are doing something similar.
I think basically Victoria. Why would you do it in those other states? I mean, they didn't get locked down.
I mean, true. They don't deserve it.
It'd be crazy.
They frankly don't deserve it. The economy still might need to be stimulated. But they don't deserve to be stimulated. They've had too much stimulation. Absolutely
not. They've had outside time.
Assholes. But anyway, I basically received an email to this effect. And I thought it'd be funny to do a social media post.
Right? Of course.
Because you've always got to be thinking.
What's
the new social media post?
You a crave for the likes. Exactly. A crave for the algorithm. Yeah. A crave, a slave is what I'm trying to say.
A slave. I mean, the slave comes from the crave though, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, big time.
They're really linked. Anyway, so I got this and it just says, you know, you're done, discover New South Wales vouchers are ready. I think this is a common joke that I've made. I may have even done it to you.
Okay.
Basically, whenever you receive a benefit that's private, but it's an equal benefit that is afforded to someone else, I like to pretend that I got more than I actually did to make the other person jealous.
Oh, yeah.
Classic as if we were like on a tour or something and we both got a motel room. I'd be like, oh my God, we get a spa.
Yeah, this is an Andy Saunders joke. He does this all the time.
I mean, it's a classic.
He has stock photos of a spa bed that he shows us really? To prove it. Yeah, he goes above, that's good.
That's
great.
He'd
be like, how good's the spa bed? You're like, I didn't get it. And he goes, what? I took a photo. I sent it to my wife. Look at this.
Fucking hell, he's taking it to another level. I love that. I mean, another one is like my sister, you know, and at Christmas or something, we might both get $50 in an envelope for my grandma.
Beautiful.
And I'll be like, $70.
Oh yeah, that's really good. That's terrific stuff.
You know? And there's they know it's coming, but it's just a little tongue in cheek, a little bit of fun. Come on, just 5 seconds of fun.
Oh God, little bit that's of what the world's all about.
Oh, I think so. So I got this, you know, $60. I think it was, $25 of a Diner Discover voucher.
That's nothing to sneeze at, is it?
Absolutely not. But I thought I'd pretend to have gotten more, right? So I just edited the email. You know, you can, on like Chrome, you can right-click, go inspect, and then you can just change the text or change anything in a website.
I didn't know that, but that's huge.
Yeah, you just muck around with it. And it doesn't change it on the actual website, but it changes it just for you looking at it, and then you can screenshot it, and it looks like...
What?
Yeah. I'm only around
incognito. Does it work on incognito?
I actually don't.
I'm only on the dark web.
They don't want to give secret people these kinds of privileges because you're already too much. You're the little detective.
Are you
the Chrome?
I'm the little guy.
This guy's already too sneaky.
We can't trust this guy.
We can't give this guy the.
That's
inspector.
Actually what cybersecurity is.
He's already an inspector. They should give you inspector.
Dude, I should get more inspector privileges because sometimes I need to go further undercover to get the truth.
You think the inspect function is the detective guy from Incognito? That's me. That's why I do it. I'm not looking at something rude. I'm not trying to hide it. I just want to be that
guy. That's what
that guy looks like, a fucking sick guy.
Incognito is just for like private PIs doing a bit of work. They're like, oh, it's a good function for them. They're helping the community.
Yeah, so we have two types of browsers, one for the normal people and one for inspectors. Secret inspectors. Right, PIs. But so I changed it and I put in, congratulations, your Diner Discover voucher amounts have been tripled. So this is after some of the stock text that's actually in the email. Using data from the Service New South Wales app, we've identified you as being socially influential.
I saw this on your Instagram.
Yeah. Your Dine and Discover voucher amounts have increased from $25 to $75. We hope that by encouraging people like you to visit hospitality events and tourism businesses, this will hasten community engagement. Enjoy a few extra drinks on us.
God, right? That's, yeah, it's a great little prank.
So, I mean, it's a bit of, I worded it deliberately, tried to make it like seem a bit real.
Yeah.
But I think, obviously, it's fake. Like, they're not. They're not identifying using services,
you know,
of
it's
data.
Not the craziest thing that could ever happen. You know, not. That there is a bit of truth that, you know, because companies do, this is part of influencer culture, that's how it works. Yes. Maybe the government are dumb enough. Not yes. dumb enough. Maybe they're just
I
like,
mean, it could work.
This is a legit strategy to get people back to toddies, get them back to, you know, wherever they're
send Tom
the
out
culture.
There.
Yeah. Get Tom.
Put a pick
the,
up.
The graph guy.
That's what they
get him to
do.
Icebergs.
Yeah.
Rig out, being like, get down That's here, it. Use my Dine and Discover voucher.
I feel like as well, though, it's funnier because it's one thing to engage people based on their social media following to do things to, like, influencer culture. We're aware that that happens. But this says, using data from the Service New South Wales app.
Yeah.
So I did have a few people asking me, like, what does that mean? And I was, like, pretended, being like, I think it means, like, they look at your check-ins and they try and, like, see who checked in with you and, like, analyze
oh,
who's
and then they go
socially influenced.
Yeah, of course.
Know,
yeah,
who
yeah,
has
yeah,
the
yeah.
most mates, like, who has most repeat
or
check-ins.
Or they were just like, this guy goes out so much.
Yeah, he's at cafe after cafe.
He deserves it more.
But then why would they send me more? Because it's like, I'm already out.
Yeah, it's a little reward.
Yeah. I mean,
to say thanks. Thanks for going to the pub more than everyone else.
We're talking ourselves into this joke being a legitimate government
well,
policy.
I think
it's
not
like
the worst
they
thing.
They should roll it out.
They should.
But anyway, I posted that and I was aware that it was a bit real sounding. But yeah, a bit of a troll, I suppose you could talk about it like that. But I also think it's funny. I would have known if I saw this that it was fake and yeah. laughed. You got to do jokes for yourself. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah,
you
of course,
I mean?
You've got to be
no,
happy with
I
what
have
you're
the logical
doing.
Ability and know enough about the world that if I would have seen a comedian post this, I would have known it was a joke. I don't want to brag, but I would have known that.
Can I say this is what I thought?
Yeah.
I thought it probably is a joke, but I also just don't care enough.
To investigate further.
Yeah.
And
I was like, it could be real because, I mean, you're doing your TikToks and, like, I was like, it could be, but... There's not a chance in hell I'll ask. I'll like it. I'll never ask another question about it ever.
You get your back up about tricks that I do on social media. Like, I don't want to. It's too
it's
much
just your
work
thing.
To investigate.
It's your thing, you know. Stupid.
Totally. And I think that is the nature of social media. People
but that's
are flicking
why I follow
through.
You
not, not,
as well for a bit of whatever you do. And it's like, oh totally. It's something. I'll
I
give
mean,
it a like, you know.
Give it a couple extra 10 seconds next time you say post, reckon. You know what I mean? There's might to be some details in there that you don't mind.
Okay, sure, sure.
Just a bit of advice.
There's a bit more there, is it? A bit more than meets the eye.
Oh, I think so. Some of the wording, not too bad. But basically, I think you're right. I think a lot of people are scrolling through quite quickly. And yeah.
It's a quick scroll.
They're like, see a few keywords, like, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And then think it's
but
real.
But you're like, not bad. Give it a like.
Service New South Wales replied.
What did they say?
They responded
are
to...
Are they funny like the New South Wales police? So they get a comedian doing Service New South Wales stuff.
I should have responded.
You're checking in, you better be checking out. Sliding doors moments. Like a meme of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Exactly. I should have asked them, just before we correspond any further, are you funny? Like like the police? Like New South Wales police? It seems to me that I was a funny government organisation. Because as
You've
far as I understand,
be.
Some of you guys are funny and other ones
okay,
aren't funny.
If you're a state organisation and you're not funny, why are you bothering, really?
You're in prison. You're like, this isn't very funny. You guys are meant to be
always
like hilarious.
Always be funny. Content is king.
You guys are killing on socials. And in here, it's just all like, get back in your cell. Shut the fuck up. Or I'm going to bash you again.
Well, you're saying the New South Wales jail needs to stop being funny.
Yeah.
That's, outwardly funny.
Yeah, that's
posting
me.
Photos in the cell has been like another day in paradise.
It's like when you go, you know, you might see a comedian social media and you might, okay, they're a bit funny. And then you go to a show, even funnier, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, that is the point.
I'm in the station. I've been locked up because of God knows what I've done. And I'm like, this isn't funny at all. I thought the socials are meant to be a reflection of...
That's funny. You feel like, can the social guy interrogate me? We have rapport. We have similar comedic values.
You're in...
He gets my humour.
You're being interrogated in like one of those interview rooms. Yeah. And you're like, I am an inspector. I use incognito every day and I demand to see the social media team manager. I'm not going to speak to any of these detectives. You're at my level. That's a great, that's a good sketch, the guy that demands
to see. To see your superior. Or just to see if they make that social media guy do real police work one day.
Exactly.
It's like, we're a bit light. I mean, there's nothing to tweet about, dude. Do you mind doing a patrol?
He's getting the shit kicked out of him down at the cross or something.
Because of his jokes, not because of... That's not fucking funny, bro. What do you joke about?
Mate, you just need to stop doing bits when you're out on the job. There's some dangerous people all around. But basically, they responded. It wasn't funny. They said, "Hi, Tom Cashman 1, that's my username.
Yep.
All New South Wales residents aged 18 and over are eligible for 6x$25 vouchers worth $150. If you have already received your first 4 vouchers, you don't need to reapply for the new vouchers. There is no program in place with an increase of vouchers for specific individuals."
Yes. Was this public?
Yeah, so they responded.
Oh, that's a bit of...
And then I responded being like...
You should have said, could we take this offline?
Exactly.
Sorry, mate, this is a public post.
You guys are simply not being very funny right now. I responded being like, yeah, of course, and then not like a winky emoji.
Oh.
Which is, again, I think if very you saw funny. That, you'd be like, this is a joke. You know what I mean? It's the context of a comedian. I'm saying this because I'm trying to back myself morally here, because then the next thing happens. I get a message on Twitter from a journalist.
Wow. Saying, they still exist?
Yeah, I mean, they're out there.
They're out there.
Yeah, there's like 4 of them left.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is how they do journalism. They're on Twitter. They're scrolling along. They're seeing things that get 16 likes that are clearly jokes that comedians have posted. They're thinking, this is a scoop. So she says, how's it going? I'm doing a little story for news.com.au. Sorry. That's okay.
I just dropped my phone.
On Diner Discover, New South Wales giving out more Diner Discover cash to people it deems socially influential. Can I grab you for a chat? And basically, I suppose what I want to ask you is, where do you think my obligations lie here? Because
to comedy.
Like, I've got 2 options. One is to go to fess up and say that was a joke.
Yeah.
And one is to pretend that it's real.
Yeah.
I was back and forth because I don't like lying.
But this is what I think could happen.
Yeah.
You double down. You say it's real. They print it. You get arrested for falsifying information. They drag you in. Who comes and interviews you? The social media guy from New South Wales.
All of a sudden,
Police.
I'm getting tips from him. Now my posts don't have 16 likes. Like, dude, I've got 1,600.
This is how we recruit. You're in. Yes. You're the new social media guy.
Did you say you that join I get arrested by the funny police?
Dude, it's like MI6, MI5.
Totally.
This is our secret thing. The funny people that join the police.
That's how they recruit. You're in the cells and you think you're in trouble, but they actually come in and they're like, this is how it all begins.
Yeah, you get a badge.
And that is how the people that run the New South Wales police team, social media team, you think, were recruited?
I'd be surprised if it wasn't that way.
It's like, this guy got done for public urination. He was pissing in a very funny area.
Todd Carney.
Exactly.
He's the guy.
Pissing in his own mouth. It's hilarious. We arrested him. Now he's running the socials. This guy lied to a journalist for a funny reason.
Dude, that's what they'll be like. You're facing 25 years to life. Or they put down an iPad with a Twitter account.
They put down a...
Pretty easy choice to me, Tom.
A megaphone. You got one choice, mate.
And you're like, I swore I'd never do this.
Exactly. It's been years. Decades.
It's like one last job.
Looks like I've got to fucking do it. I've got to put memes about how not to speed on TikTok. I'll do it. I can't go back to jail.
So what did you do? How did you play it?
I decided to lie.
Yeah, but you've already had a run-in with this whole kind of media.
Well, that's the other thing.
This is your area. You do stuff online and you're kind of like a like a disruptor, you know. You're kind of like, they're going to be like, you'll be known as like a prank guy.
I will be known. What do you mean?
Like for like putting stuff out there that's false to try to lure the media in.
If
you're
going to
get on Media Watch.
I mean, that would be the dream.
I found out that guy. You know that smug fucking dude that is on Media Watch?
Oh, you think he's smug?
Oh.
What's his name? Paul Barry or something?
He's on 180 grand a year.
Oh, really?
Just to be like.
That's so funny.
Really? Daily Telegraph? Interesting. Well, look what we found.
180 grand a year, far out. I mean, it's tough.
2 5-minute shows a week.
They
or
are
something.
5 minutes, aren't they? They do go 2 shows? I think it's 1, isn't it?
When they repeat, probably, yeah.
play it again. God, 180. I mean, I think he is a respected journo.
Right. Yeah, no, I do think he is.
And that's
yeah.
why they get someone like that.
He's not as smug as the guy that used to do it.
I feel like they've all... I know what you mean. There is a smugness. I think it would be difficult to deliver what they're doing, which is basically shaming people in their same industry who have, like, done a rush job, made a mistake.
Yeah, but it's like a comedy reviewer being like, that joke. Yeah. Seen that before. It's like, get on the stat. It's tough. I'm on the team journalist. How do you fill the pages?
Well, but he's doing...
They're infinite now with digital.
Follow Media Watch, Media Defense.
Yeah, I'll do a rebuttal
Give
to
them
him
a
each
break.
Week.
They're on 45K, some of these kids. They're straight out of uni.
Out of uni,
no
they
idea.
Didn't want it. The industry's dying. They're scraping the barrel for whatever they can get.
You'd lie too, mate. You came up in the bloody golden age.
Golden age, where it was all cigarettes, cocaine and whiskey.
Exactly.
I assume.
Yeah, I think so too. That's my understanding. I feel like... Yeah, which would be difficult to deliver that kind of review. Because that is journalism, what he's doing. To be fair, he's using the form to criticise the form. It would be like if someone used comedy to shit on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Be like Sam Taunton.
Thankfully, will never happen.
Not funny.
Not funny.
I mean, you did get burnt one time by that guy who wanted to do a character of a bad comedian and asked to come to your show.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only time I can think of.
No, he was already doing
someone
it.
Used comedy.
And he asked to come to my show
to look at stand-up tropes maybe that he wanted to
He was making fun of like a straight white male stand-up comedian.
Gotcha.
Which unfortunately...
Yes.
Or fortunately, I inhabit. And he said he wanted
you
to come along.
You inhabit a...
Yeah, that's the role I take on. I'm a character, Tom. You didn't... I do character comedy.
I thought there was another bigger straight white male comedian that you got inside of, like in Star Wars.
I'm working my way up. I'm getting into Husey soon.
Oh, that would be pretty awesome.
Just a day in Husey's life. Anyway, so where are we at? Sorry, I got distracted.
No, that's okay.
Media Watch rant.
I mean, look, basically I decided to lie. This is a person I've interacted with before. I said, I'm not too bad. I'm super flat out today, so I don't have time to chat.
That's great. What other pranks has he got in the kitchen? What's he cooking up?
I can send you the email. What's your email address? So then I edited the email. Because, you know, if you forward an email, you can just change the email in the...
Is this another right-click option?
That's not even a right-click
option.
Oh, no,
just in the email. That's crazy you can do that, by the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes I end up writing in the new over the other time. And it's like, God, it's just a mess in the
Gmail
thing.
And it did change. So I sent that. Like, that just seems too easy. I'm like, a journalist should know. And it does change the formatting when you, like, type new shit in.
Yeah.
But it just made it look like, you know, Service New South Wales had put that bit in bold, which they would if it was a real thing.
Yeah, of course they would,
you know?
Yeah.
So... She goes, got it, thanks for that. She's like, hello again. Service New South Wales have dug their heels in, saying the triple valued is not a thing. Would you by any chance send a screenshot of your vouchers in the Service New South Wales app? And at this point, I was like, I don't want to keep lying, you know what I mean? This is the trouble with lies.
Well, at this point, it doesn't seem like she's going to put it to print.
Yes,
so it's like,
exactly.
What's there to be gained by just teasing this poor woman?
Unless I really, really lie, you know, like... Yeah, if you just say, nah, I promise.
The whole time you probably should have been like, no comment. And if she wants to do it, she can do it.
Totally.
Because now
but
it's
I've
like,
already lied in the post. I think lying, and it was never going to go to print unless I lied a bit.
Yeah.
And once you've lied a bit, you may as well. This is what my
so have you,
logic
do,
was.
Do you commit from here?
So I said,
I would have opted out here.
I said,
I would have blocked
first,
her, deleted her.
Blocked her? I said, I'd rather not, sorry. Because I could, I mean, I had a rationale for not giving it to her because she could just steal my voucher. You know what I mean? So use the QR code to go dine and discover on my dime.
And she could go for three meals.
She could, exactly. And she said, all good. It definitely has the $75 value though, right?
Now that's the journalism we love today. Just being like, it is true. Right? You wouldn't lie to me.
And I said, yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, get her on the Watergate case. Jesus Christ.
She goes, okay, cool, thanks. Let me know if you need a hand spending it, ha ha. So now she's...
Wait, so now... Is that a genuine offer?
I don't think so. I think she's
was
just kind
like
of wrap up.
Was like a winky face?
No winky face.
Oh, it was just a fun...
I think that's a, yeah, okay. Ha-ha,
yeah,
like...
Sure. So,
you know,
not a date.
Kind of wrapping up, not a date. Yeah, now she has,
Dude, that would be unreal if she's like, yeah, so we could go...
I cheat on my girlfriend.
This is the story. It all comes back.
Men shouldn't be in trouble for cheating. That's what goes to print because they're simply too horny. That's what this guy explained to me last night.
They're going to give out Dine and Discover vouchers. How do you expect men not to cheat?
Exactly. I'm discovering another woman's pussy. I'm dining out in her bedroom. I'm in my sexual prime. I said then it was wrapped up. I was like, I haven't done everything to get this happening. I started imagining it again, the story being out there. So I said, I figured out how to block the QR code. So I've emailed the PDFs. So I'd actually paid for Adobe PDF editor.
What did that cost you?
Oh,
it's like a monthly subscription.
Well, actually, I didn't pay for it. I put my credit card in. I've got a 7-day free thing, which actually, this was maybe 6 days ago. I need to
get on that. Yeah, that's important.
She says, you're a star. Thanks heaps for that. Then she goes, what are the chances that you've had a little fiddle with the email/PDF? Service New South Wales have come back again, saying they've looked into your vouchers and they only have $25 loaded onto each of them.
Now, this is what I would do. I would write back in capitals. How dare you?
I'm just trying to spread the good word about the inequity of the new program at Service New South Wales, and you have...
How dare you?
I don't think I said this before, but I'd said her before. I said, if you need a quote or anything, I'd be happy to say that I think the program is great and that it shows influential people can do good things if they're given the right tools.
You're a psycho. You're an actual psycho.
Imagine if they put that in the news, though. Tom Cashman has been granted extra $50 for being influential. He's quoted as saying, I think it's fantastic.
I think it's terrific. And I think it's...
Influential people like me can get a lot done if they're given the right tools.
It's like, rich people are going for tax breaks because, they're employing more people. Like, I think this is the way society should be functioning.
It's trickle-down economics, but it's with trickle-down free vouchers, money to go and have a beer.
Look, to be honest, poor people wouldn't even know three restaurants to go to. So, of course, give me the vouchers.
They're looking at me to take cues for what they should do. You're going to be making money by giving me these free garlic bread and beers. I didn't know how to get out of this.
No, because you're in a hole. You're in a tricky spot.
And now it's, like, definitely not going to.
What if you did, like, a cheeky... What if you were like, gotcha, Tom Cashman, prankster? that's the best way to do it because then you own the situation.
And that's why those prank videos and prank people, they often do like
gotcha reveal. Because
it's like, then it's like, oh, I'm in a prank. But if you just went, hey, excuse me, I'm just the guy from a minute ago who came up to you in a library and started saying weird stuff. Yeah. I was lying.
Hey, look over there. Do you see that right there? That's a camera. We've got you. This is Tom Cashman, prankster. Congratulations. You're going to be famous.
Congratulations.
Saying congratulations.
You're famous.
Congratulations. You've been part of one of the best pranks of all time.
You didn't fall for it, but the attempt at the prank, we can all agree, is mildly humorous and may come up on a famous podcast. Congratulations.
It's like, dude, it's like the push, because a lot of people don't fall for it, and then at the end they have to be like, oh, yeah, you didn't fall, you're awesome, except the people do fall for it, they look bad. But
totally.
The people that don't fall for it,
also, this incredible. Is the program, to clarify, where they, over the course of like hours, put someone in a situation, put a bunch of people... but one at a time, and they basically get them to do small kind of compliance things.
Yes, exactly.
With the aim of eventually convincing them to push someone off
to kill them,
a building, to kill them, basically do a murder.
And a few of them do it.
And a few of them do it, because there's like a story of like reasons for doing it or whatever. But God, you'd be embarrassed. Because some of them don't do it, and then they go, hey, it's all a TV show, and they're like, God, I was, so stressed, and that's one of the awful situation, but I'm glad I chose not to... kill them, but the ones who did kill them,
oh, I guess I shouldn't have killed that person.
They're a bit glad that it's like fake, so they're like, oh, great.
Of course they're glad.
But then they're a bit like, whew.
They're like, do you have a therapist number?
I mean, it's maybe the most shameful thing, like Jackass and things like that. They'll do then a lot of these prank things. Up and like maybe dack someone, hit someone in the ass, shoot a rubber bullet into their butt. But to be shown to have the character.
To be so weak to murder.
To be weak.
Murder. You should say, I'll never murder. You should die before you murder someone.
Just some...
That's what you're supposed to do.
I mean, yeah.
You should be like, shoot me.
I think a lot of people would say that. They'd say, I would never, and I would rather, yeah, die than commit such a horrendous act. I reckon for sure. And instead, some toff fucking English fake guy. Psychologist.
Well, so wait, what publication did this journalist work for? Do you mind revealing
News.com.au.
Well, you should have said, hey, congratulations.
Yes.
I work for Rupert. We've been doing some testing into our employees.
It's like undercover boss. But I'm an undercover assistant to the boss.
Don't ask questions. I'm that undercover. I'm undercover at Service New South Wales. And I'm undercover here. And you've done terrific work.
And you don't even know who I fucking am, because I'm incognito right now. And yes, I am in the Twitter account of Tom. But am I me?
Because do you know who Tom is?
When I look to the top right-hand side of my browser, I see some glasses and a hat. I see a hat that Sherlock Holmes would wear.
Cut to credits. Another terrific episode.
Exactly. You're famous, baby. I said instead, no way. Sounds like someone over at Service New South Wales is messing with me.
Oh, what? No, that's the worst way you could get it. Well, now you're just trying to be like, oh, I don't know what's going on.
I said, I'll use them and let you know how much is loaded on. She said, that would be ideal, exclamation mark. And that's the end of the...
Her job sucks, by the way.
Well, I mean, she's chosen to...
No, I'm just saying it would be like just to do that to chase people up for the weird things they tweet, being like, I mean, this could be a story.
Totally.
It's like, I mean, can I be, to her credit, it's a huge story. That would blow this whole thing wide open.
I think it would get some clicks.
That's front page.
People
of news.
Would be outraged if for it was sure. a real thing.
It's like
two-class society.
Yeah, big time.
Influencers getting extra stuff. That's why I thought, Ben, and good on her for. Checking with Service New South Wales. I do like
well,
the fact that
she's
Service
got to check with New South Wales.
Well, I like the
she
idea.
She asked you, you're not messing with me.
I mean.
You're not messing with me.
Dude, some journos would be like, well, that's enough. I reckon.
I would be, in my head, they would just print it. They'd be like, let's go to print.
Well, I mean, they just care about the clicks. They don't care about
that. Well, they get the clicks and then what do they have to apologize? And they put the apology like hidden behind the car section or whatever. Like
exactly. I'll just read one final thing.
Yeah.
Because this made me laugh. My friend Vlad. Posted under, because a few people commented under my Instagram and then Service New South Wales kept having to respond to them.
Oh, great.
Yeah. With the same message. He goes, I simply cannot believe you do this. Launching initiatives that only benefit the select few who you decide are cool.
Yeah, this guy's funny.
When are you going to publish some transparent criteria for what qualifies as influential? I personally think I'm just as influential as Tom, but in my own way. And they're responding being like, there is not a program in place to give individuals extra.
God, if he was funny, he could handle, like, he would have been better. The poor Service New South Wales people, because, like.
Getting calls being like, well, yeah, it's true. They're like, no. I love as well that she just trusted me over them. She's like, they've dug their heels in. It's like, yeah, I'm lying.
Yeah, completely.
I'm a comedian.
But dude, maybe they've fucked up before. Yeah. We don't know.
And they would cover it up if it was real.
Of course. It's also a nightmare role. Those poor people over there would, I don't know what they did. They did
let's not
registrations.
Too much with them.
And then for the last 2 years, they've had to be like, oh, we've got to get a QR. They didn't even know what a QR code was. Now everyone's got their app. Their app is like now the most popular app in the country.
I think it's about popular.
It did.
You have to have it to go
that's
into
what I mean.
I suppose, yeah,
sheer
it's popular
downloads,
in that
it's
way.
Number one.
No, totally. Facebook, look out.
Yeah.
I like the idea that there's like 100,000 of them over at Service New South Wales, Service Victoria, all these ones where they're creating the QR codes from scratch. They start with a black square and then they've got to like physically
chisel out
every different one.
Yeah, they didn't know you can just buy one for free.
Was it
but
you?
Not buy one, you just download it.
Was it not to tease?
Oh,
but
probably.
Was it you who believed that they were going to run out of QR codes?
Someone told me that and I was shouting it in the streets. I'm like, they're going to run out.
You were like... Forget the pandemic. Soon they're going to run out of the arrangements.
Someone
of the
told me that
codes.
Early on, and I was like, can this pandemic get any worse? First, we're going to kill a disease.
They're going to have to make the squares a bit bigger. Fuck, it's going to be tough.
It's going to be circles soon. It'll just be a circle. Oh, look, God, I did funny. Believe that, but I don't even know what it was. When we first got them, I didn't even know my phone could do it. I was like in shock. When people like, oh, scan that, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have a phone.
Yeah.
And they were like, try it. Bang, logged in. And I was like proud of my phone.
I thought they were, they represented that a specific establishment, because it was just after the black tile. Everyone posted that on Instagram.
Yep.
I thought it was just people who supported Black Lives Matter, but
you thought it was all lives matter,
but didn't support certain bits of Black Lives Matter. So they took the bits out of the black tile to indicate certain policies of Black Lives Matter that they didn't agree with.
Dude, that's really what you thought?
No, I was simply trying to make a joke.
You're not mucking with me, are you?
I was mucking with you, just like...
Look, I've run the QR code. They're digging their heels in on this one, the Black Lives Matter movement. They're saying that's not true. Dude, that's crazy. Well, the thing that's going on in my life, not as exciting as that.
Yeah, you had a comedy incident.
Mine's nowhere near as good as that. Mine is... I have some clips on YouTube.
Mm.
None of them are doing particularly well, by the way. I just don't know how to crack that. I think format. If you're listening to this, could you tell someone to watch, you know?
Just click on a YouTube link or two.
Anyway, I have a clip up there. Mm. I'm not going to play it for you.
Right.
But it's it's an old bit, right, from about my friend, Matt Barnes, who has one testicle.
And
he's only got one. He had cancer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. God. Yeah. So
I apologize for the bit of a laugh that I did there.
Listens to this podcast.
Yeah, totally. Well, yeah. I feel like one time before he's come up and I've had to apologize as well.
Yeah,
I implied that his wedding wasn't going to work or something.
No.
And then I did an apology.
Maybe, yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You hate this guy.
I have quite a lot of affection for him, actually, and even more so now that I know he's a cancer survivor.
Absolutely.
And I think his marriage is going to be fruitful, and he's going to find new types of love.
They just bought a house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not going to work. Classic strain on a marriage. They're fucked.
He's back in. Anyway, so I have this video up, right? Oh, shit, it's playing. Mm. And anyway... It's just about him having one testicle. Anyway, I put it up and then like I get seven comments, right? And they're all from
good engagement.
That's what I thought. I thought that was really good.
Yeah.
But they're all from like Indian comedy fans.
Sure.
Being like, you've stolen this bit.
Oh no.
From what's his name? Gaurav Kapoor. Mm. And they're like, you've stolen, he's got the exact same bit.
Do you know him?
Well, I don't know him at all, right? But I then went on and I like looked it up, and then it's like there is a bit, and it's like my friend with one testicle. So that's the heading of his. But then the whole bit's in Hindi.
Yeah.
So I have no idea, like, how will I ever know what his bit is? Also, this is where the story. Well,
Google Translate.
For the whole bit.
Could we do it now?
Oh, could we do it?
I don't know. Can you Google Translate?
Well, can you put it all in?
Well, let's get the... I might try.
I assume it's in Hindi,
up.
Unless it's a local Indian language.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's lots of languages over
there. But I imagine if he's doing it...
I mean, the point still stands. You do not speak the language that it's in.
Which makes it difficult for me to have stolen the bit.
Makes it difficult to plagiarize or genius. You know what? This is quite a mystery, a comedy mystery. This is a case for the funny police. I'm going to put on my hat. So what do you call this? Or maybe I'll just go like friend.
Wait. G-A-U-R-A-V.
G-A-U.
Yep. R-A-V.
R-A-V.
Kapoor. So it's C-A-P. Kapoor,
nice one.
Yep.
And then you didn't meet this guy when you were over in
India? See, this is where I want to go with the story, right?
Interesting.
So this was, you've been doing comedy in India.
Yeah. And you went there for how long were you there?
Like almost a month.
Yeah.
Right? Doing heaps of shows. And I met so many Indian comics.
Yeah.
And I don't remember a lot of them.
You stole some of their jokes. and the thing about some of these comedians, because I was over there, some of them are like bilingual. I mean, a lot of them are bilingual.
They're all bilingual.
But some of them do all their jokes in English. Because it's kind of like an American style, and that's what the Indian fans kind of like, is that it's in English. But some of them do it all in like Hindi or Tamil or, you know, another language.
Some of them do a bit of both. Yeah, they do in like three languages.
Totally. And they'll like do, what was it? I think often they'll do like the setup in English and then they'll do the punchline in their native tongue. And it's a bit of like bit of a surprise. It's like funny.
Daniel Fernandez told me that Hindi is a funnier language than English.
Yeah,
so you
do
the punchlines.
Fucking leave it out, mate. You wish.
It's tough stuff. Anyway, so my theory is, what do you think about this?
Mm.
That, I mean, do you want to play his version of the joke? I'll play my version.
With one ball, one testicle.
Yeah, right. One ball.
The other thing I was going to say, though, is that these people, they're...
Yeah, there you go. No ball.
They often speak...
Look how many views his has got.
Fuck, 8.3 million. And
mine's
2 years ago.
Mine's got 1.2K.
And then you, oh, that's not bad. And then, when did you write this joke?
So this is where the story goes. This was from my 2017 show.
Oh, my God.
Dude, and this was...
Oh, my God.
Because when you go to India, it's like you don't really know what jokes to tell or whatever.
Oh, my God.
And I just threw this out on the second night. It destroyed, and that became like the centerpiece, like the closing bit I would
serious?
Do on my set. Yes. And I went in the back end of 2017 or start of 2018.
Yeah, you went in 2018.
Dude, so...
And you did that bit over there.
That's the main bit I did.
And you toured around. You were in Mumbai,
went to all the cities,
Delhi,
Hyderabad.
Yes. And there's a good chance. There's only like a few cities where comedy is kind of booming over there. He would be in one of them. There's a good chance. Like
he went to
one of the shows.
And I met so many. And the thing is, like, I don't know. He seems so famous right now.
Yeah. Oh my God. This is a...
This is actually
police.
Like...
I mean, it's an 11 fucking minute bit, but... Okay, so if you type in... Can you do captions?
Oh.
In English? That's what I'm wondering.
He's killing in this bit.
Oh my God. Hang on. I think maybe captions aren't there.
Look at the destruction.
Oh my God, he's killing. It is a funnier language. It's filmed well.
It looks so good. I did a gig on that stage. That's probably where he saw the
really?
Bit.
Are you serious?
That's at Habitat in Mumbai. And then listen to my bit.
Well, I can't compare.
I don't think you know what a trick is.
Oh, I'm doing it right there.
There's nothing magical about that. Like, I don't think anyone is just, like, getting their, like, balls out. Like, I don't think David Copperfield is just getting his balls out at a Las Vegas show and going, well, there you go. Thank you very much. Like...
Google David Copperfield would sound, he would say that in English, surely.
Oh, my God.
Someone needs to watch this whole bit. I haven't watched it all. But do you think this is a plausible thing that could have happened? He's seen this bit. Because there was, right, apparently this Italian comedian years ago that used to take trips to LA and New York and watch all the great comedians.
Yes.
And then go back and just
and some
do
of
these
the average
bits.
Ones as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's still their bits especially. Some in the middle of the road.
Some
of
like
kind
just
of bad,
ones,
shitty
like,
ones.
Yeah, the
yeah.
ones not really cracking it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. The ones no one would suspect.
But he would go back and do it all in Italian.
I mean,
and just he blew up. He became
kind
huge.
Of genius. Because, I mean, the Indian comedy scene, I had a lot of fun over there. Some great people. It's a newer scene. The culture of stand-up is newer over there. So you see a lot of the kind of premises that wouldn't fly here because
exactly.
it's kind of been going longer. I think the same of Australia. Like some of the things people get away with here, if you did it in England or America,
exactly.
for example, people would be like, we've seen that.
Totally.
So to go to a country where they've been doing it longer or have them travel to you, much more convenient.
But I think that's why the testicle bit, because they were like, this guy's talking about testicle. Like they,
so what did the comments say?
The comments are, yeah, they're kind of like stolen. A lot of that stuff. Hang on. It's Lameo, it's copied lol from Indian YouTuber though. Then it says Gaurav Kapoor and then a link to it.
Mm.
And then, oh, why doesn't it show it all on the
YouTube
app?
You know what you need to
then
do?
Then it says story is different joke. Oh.
So the story is different but the joke's the same?
Yeah.
That's what you do if you were stealing.
Dude, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You need to, first of all, I
and
think...
And then just one comment that came in 2 days ago saying, hello, brother, I'm planning to start stand-up comedy. Any advice for me? Not really relevant to the struggle I'm going through. Mine is steal jokes off Indian YouTube.
Exactly. I feel like you want to travel overseas.
Yeah,
you
go do it.
Learn another language.
But I was thinking, because I met the comedians, I went, almost 4 years ago now.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I met so many, because they would all come to the shows because I guess we were internationals and like they wanted to watch
Bit
us.
Of fun.
And it was like the Melbourne Comedy Festival stuff, so it was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was a new scene.
So I met so many after the shows that were like, I'm open micers.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Grab was one of these guys.
Almost certainly.
And now he's blown, because they just do blow up when they put
stuff
on YouTube.
Oh, there's a big audience over there.
And he could have just copied, and he was like, that'll never, and it won't ever come back to bite him. I can't deal with the might of the Indian comedy industry. I'm just a little guy over here.
I can't deal with the might. I feel like, first of all, we need to Google translate that thing. Second of all, you need to hit up Barnsley and get him to take a photo of his testicle.
Oh, that's good.
Because you need proof. Like, this actually happened to your friend, and you can prove that if he's comfortable.
Yeah.
Which I assume he is.
But, dude, I've also got proof. This aired on ABC TV in early 2018.
True, but...
Because The Hour did.
You can't, but if you have the friend with the testicle, I think you need him ideally on tape, maybe saying, my name is Matt.
Is Matt. And I wedding's going, friend. Marriage is great.
Exactly. The mortgage payments are getting a bit stressful to meet. And that is leading to us snapping at each other, particularly at night when we've both worked long days and we're cooking.
This is not enough.
It's like I'm doing too much of the household work and we've got to pay this. I'm doing more of the work. I'm making more of the money.
I'm going on a trip by myself to Surfers Paradise to try to clear out the cobwebs.
I'm hornier. I have three times. Not only am I hornier than her, so me cheating is fine, but I have one ball. So the horniness per ball is even higher.
It's eating the whole genital region up.
Exactly, which makes it more justifiable to cheat, I would argue. But also, I've battled cancer, you know what I mean?
I'm like, a cancer survivor.
I deserve a treat.
And my one wish as a cancer survivor is for my friend to not get done for joke plagiarism.
And
my best friend. I can't have him have this happen.
The entire Indian comedy industry.
Like his career is more important to me than my marriage, my career, my one ball that I've got left.
You're showing him a script.
Yeah, read this.
And I demand... As my Starlight Make-A-Wish Foundation request that the Indian comedy scene transfer $1 million.
Dude, yes, I want money.
Exactly.
They should all put the hat out or whatever.
They should. I mean, I feel like...
I would love 8.2 million views.
Yeah, you could sue him in the Indian courts.
Well, as you know, I've got a lot of expertise in that specific area.
I don't know. Would you reach out to him and ask? Because this set does sound like a potentially a legitimate issue.
I would just want to know. I don't really care. I think it's awesome if it's happened, by the way. It's like so funny if it's happened. I would like to know if I've met the guy.
Yeah. And that would matter whether you met him, like whether he if shook I your hand him, or whether he was just up the back at a show.
If I met him, then there's no excuse.
But
unless
I think
he already
pretty...
had a very... Because it is a common thing. A lot of people do have one ball.
But do we know anything about... They said story different, joke the same. We need to drill down into what this joke is.
Oh, yeah. Story, joke different, story the same. Is that what
I... No,
is
no,
what
I think said? They said the story was different, but the joke was the same.
Yeah.
I just want to...
You would just change it slightly if you were going to steal it. Because you'd be like, you just want the premise.
It's a small, funny story... So this is the description of the video that Grubbs...
Probably made up.
It's a small, funny story, probably made up or heard
by
or true.
By a touring comedian.
It's about a weird situation with a kid and mixed up with nostalgia from our school days. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental. Also, please share the details of coincidence. Is that I can write another set in this?
Wait. Okay, I don't know what he said there about the kid. That's a bit confusing
to me.
He's added that in. But he's kind of done a disclaimer there being like, if there's any coincidences. Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's like at the beginning of films where they don't want to get sued.
I don't say that when I go up and do stand-up. I'm like, if you've heard jokes like this before, any resemblance doesn't reflect on me.
I mean, I think it doesn't just seem quite fishy, actually, that your big,
big
description is a disclaimer.
I'm just going to go in incognito mode for one second. I'm going to delve a little bit further.
Okay, welcome to the stage, Sam Taunton. Hello, nice to be here. By continuing to listen to this comedy set, you agree to the terms and conditions of my comedy. Things I say may resemble other bits that I've taken, and you, by sitting here, accept. It's like, this guy's sus as hell.
Yeah, this guy's not. He's not the funniest guy I've ever seen.
This guy just reading terms and conditions. I feel like... There is a thing here because it's interesting. It mentions this kid and then there's like a summary and it says like a man with one ball and his friend. So his friend has one ball and then he likes kids in a sexual way.
Well, can I say very different to mine? I don't know if he's ever seen me do comedy at all.
Word for word it says he's stolen.
I don't think I ever toured India, actually, now that I think about it.
You might have. And what are the laws? Let's look up the laws on age of consent.
No.
Because I think maybe that's...
Actually, go on incognito mode if you're going
to
put that in.
Yeah, I need to be on. Oh, my God, I'm in crime. Good Lord. I bought the gag.
Podcast has changed my life.
Matt, it's lovely to meet you.
Yes, nice to be back.
Come on, sit down, tuck in.